With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. According to a new survey, teenagers are on social media quite a bit.
Nearly half of American teenagers say they are online constantly, despite concerns about the effects of social media and smartphones on their mental health. That's according to a new report published by the Pew Research Center that surveyed just under 1,400 teens between the ages of 13 and 17. YouTube was the single most popular platform teenagers used. 90% said they watch videos on the site. Nearly three-quarters said they visit YouTube every day. There was a slight downward trend in TikTok and Snapchat, while X saw the biggest decline among teens. I'm Shelley Adler.
President Biden announces more pardons and commutations, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president is granting clemency to nearly 1,500 Americans in what the White House says are the most ever in a single day. In a statement, Mr. Biden said he's extending mercy to federal convicts who have shown successful rehabilitation and a strong commitment to making their communities safer. He is also pardoning 39 individuals who were convicted of nonviolent crimes, such as drug offenses. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The popularity of drones has exploded in recent years as small unmanned aircraft have become cheap enough for many hobbyists to buy. Recent reported sightings of drones flying over New Jersey at night have raised concerns about safety and privacy. The federal government has rules for drones and those who operate them. There are no fly zones around airports, military installations, nuclear plants, and sports stadiums during games. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 234 points. The Nasdaq dropped 132. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Virginia.
The Fairfax County Circuit Court has refused to quash a lawsuit filed by students against the school board's policy of punishing them if they refuse to use the fellow students' preferred pronouns. School officials have tried to repeatedly get the suit thrown out to no avail. Under a program designed to promote transgenderism, Fairfax County will punish a student up to 5 days of suspension if they fail to use designated pronouns. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A clergyman's trying to keep the tiny Greek village of Fortuna alive. Orthodox priest Constantine Dusikos is raising money to attract families to the village, which could disappear due to its aging population. The grassroots effort's attracting national attention in Greece, where the birth rate has plummeted. The Orthodox Church argues incentives being offered by the government are welcome but insufficient to reverse the dire demographic trends. This is SRN News. Census Bureau data reflects some effects of the pandemic.
Fewer grandparents were taking care of grandchildren. There was a decline in the number of preschoolers, and more people were staying put in their homes in the first part of the 2020s compared with the last part of the 2010s. Those time frames were before the pandemic and during the years of the virus's spread. Some of the changes are COVID-19 related, while others are the result of other occurrences like the opioid crisis. The survey of 3.5 million households covered more than 40 topics. John Scott reporting.
A block in downtown San Francisco has been renamed for acclaimed photojournalist Joe Rosenthal, who won the Pulitzer Prize for his iconic photo of U.S. Marines raising the flag on the Japanese island of Iwo Jima during World War II. The longtime staff photographer of the San Francisco Chronicle died in 2006. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.